The Franks in Thuringia, Early Christianity. The integration of Thuringia into the Frankish Empire was brought about by land development and military supervision. New settlements and burial sites were set up, and older castles like the Sachsenburg in the Kufhäuser district, the Monraburg near Burg Venden, and the Hasenburg at Großbodungen were turned into military bases.
Frankish culture increased considerably in the area as a result of the Franks themselves and their intense contact with the Thuringian elite. Decorated potter's wheel ceramics, silver belt and strap garnitures, as well as typical Frankish jewellery, are all evidence of this. Up until the end of the 7th century, however, members of the native nobility continued to pursue their own interests, and you can see this in the so-called Herr von Beuelstedt exhibits on display here. This gentleman belonged to an elite class of warriors who were present in the developing European empires to give their allegiance, but also to gain personal esteem and material wealth. In the middle of the room is an installation of Herr von Beuelstedt's grave, which was salvaged in its original location and excavated under laboratory conditions. DNA analysis has not only given us information about his origins, but also details about the colour of his eyes, for example. Using forensic science, it was possible to reconstruct a realistic impression of what he would have looked like. From the beginning of the 8th century, the Franks strengthened their position in Thuringia, both by creating landed property and by increasing their missionary work. The Franks were active supporters of the Roman Catholic faith. It's presumed that the first wooden churches were built at their cemeteries and castles. In the 8th century, the Anglo-Saxon missionary Boniface travelled through Thuringia and established organisational structures within the church. At the door leading to the next room, you can see evidence of the transition from pagan beliefs to Christianity. Christian emblems, like the Christogram and a vine leaf, are displayed, for example, by the silver spoon that was recovered from a woman's grave at the North Cemetery in Weimar. The change that religious belief underwent is especially evident, though, in the double grave at Kaltenwestheim. While the lower corpse was furnished with a press plate fibula displaying pagan symbolism, the upper corpse already bore a pair of disc fibula with the depiction of a biblical scene, Daniel in the lion's den. There is no doubt that this woman was a Christian. Pagan and Christian beliefs coexisted for quite some time.